This is an executive summary of Section 1033 Involuntary Conversions, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A 1031 exchange is a voluntary, carefully choreographed transaction. Section 1033 is its counterpart for the involuntary, condemnation, eminent domain, a flood, a fire. When you are forced out of a property and receive a condemnation award or insurance proceeds, you can defer the resulting gain by buying replacement property, and the rules are notably more forgiving than 1031s. Number 45 day identification, no qualified intermediary, and a window measured in years rather than days. Here is how it actually works, and where owners trip up. An involuntary conversion happens when your property is compulsorily or involuntarily converted into money or other property, and you had no real choice in the matter. The trigger is something done to you, not a deal you went looking for. Three broad fact patterns qualify. The common thread is that you end up holding cash you did not set out to raise. That cash would normally trigger gain to the extent it exceeds your adjusted basis in the lost property. Section 1033 lets you push that gain forward by putting the money back into similar property. Say a county condemns a rental building you bought years ago. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.